WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 44 degrees here at the KJAN studios, as overall we're looking for a very warm day today for this time of year. Should see a high of 81 degrees today under partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. That's Lindeman Tractor. In the news this morning, a crash in Adair County has claimed the life of a teen and injured two others Monday afternoon. At approximately 2:45 on Monday, a 2003 Acura RSX driven by 21-year-old Bobby Vancom of South Sioux City, Nebraska, was eastbound on Interstate 80 near mile marker 75 in Adair County. Meanwhile, a semi driven by 33-year-old Shane Clousing of Ida Grove was westbound on I-80. Vancom's vehicle crossed the median on the interstate and crashed into Clousing's semi. A 17-year-old passenger from Des Moines in Vancom's vehicle was ejected from the vehicle during the crash. The passenger was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where she was pronounced dead. She was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash. Also injured in the crash were Vancom and another passenger in the vehicle. Vancom was transported by Anita Rescue to Cass County Memorial Hospital, while the other passenger was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Vancom was wearing a seatbelt while the passenger was not. The status of their injuries is unknown, as the accident does remain under investigation. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate, get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be in southwest Iowa today. At about 1 o'clock this afternoon, Reynolds will hold a town hall meeting here in Atlantic at the Chamber of Commerce building. Reynolds will then tour flood-affected areas this evening starting at about 5 o'clock in Fremont County. Following her tour, she will speak with the media in Pacific Junction near County Highway L-40. Reynolds had also been in southwest Iowa earlier this week when she held town halls Monday in Jefferson, Guthrie Center, and also in Winterset. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will have their regularly scheduled meeting this morning. On the agenda is a report from County Engineer Charles Marker regarding the Urban Renewal Amendment. He'll also discuss with the board the possibility of closing a portion of 150th Street, which is between about Section 33 and 28 Lincoln Township. Also on the agenda this morning, the discussion about township clerk wages, the SIR, HA annual financial statement, and manure management plan update and a resolution regarding Greenfield Municipal Utilities Board. The meeting again begins at 9 o'clock this morning at the Adair County Courthouse Boardroom. The Ottoman City Council had their regularly scheduled meeting on Monday night, meanwhile. City Clerk Laura Hansen says the council approved new IT contracts to purchase five new computers. The computers will be placed at City Hall, the Police Department, and the City Maintenance Building. Previously, the Public Works Department did not have computers. A new city website will also be designed as part of the IT contracts. Also at the meeting last night, the council discussed vacating a portion of Davis Street, which leads to a dead end. A resident had requested to vacate the street, but no action was taken on the matter, as the city attorney was not present at the time. The final list of candidates appearing on the November 8th ballot for city and county government positions in Adams County have been announced. In Corning, two people will be running against incumbent Mayor Gabe Brace. Judith Butcher and Janet E. Schultz-Wood will attempt to unseat Brace. Also in Nottoway Valley, three people will be running unopposed in three separate city council elections. Wayne Moore will be running in Ward 1. Warren G. Blazier will be running in Ward 3. And Bert Peckham will be running for an at-large council seat. Meanwhile, in Nottoway, Patricia A. Shipley will be running unopposed for Meanwhile. or actually for mayor, I should say, and also for the Nottoway City Council, four candidates will be running for five positions, as the fifth position will be filled in by write-in. The four people running include Hartford Cooper, Christine Dunn, Becky Poen, and also Chris Weichman. A relatively small piece of Interstate 680 will cost a large amount of money to repair after the summer-long Missouri River flooding. Radio Iowa's Carla James reports on the matter.
For more than 3 months, floodwater ran over 3.1 miles of pavement from the Mormon Bridge to I-29 north of Council Bluffs. Iowa DOT's bidding process to redo the road resulted in five bids, with the lowest coming in at $19,239,000. Two construction companies will tackle the job in a joint venture. They will be using the original design to recreate the stretch that is now a pile of rubble. They will have to work fast, as DOT wants at least part of the interstate open by the end of the year. Carla James, Radio Iowa, Omaha.
Also in flooding news, the deadline is approaching for some homeowners and businesses who suffered losses during the flooding along the Missouri River, as they have to file claims now very soon. Officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency Regional Office in Kansas City, Missouri, say flood insurance policy holders have 120 days from the date of the damage to file a claim and submit a proof of loss statement. For some, that could be as soon as tomorrow. FEMA officials say policyholders should call their insurance agent to open up a claim. The deadline is normally 60 days from the date of damage, but it was extended to 120 days this year. FEMA Administrator Beth Freeman says officials are concerned that some people have not been able to inspect their properties and may not know of the upcoming deadlines that are approaching. And also, the board that governs the state-supported universities has chosen a vice president as the University of North Carolina to be the 15th president of the Iowa State University. Stephen Leith was one of two finalists, along with University of Kentucky Provost Kemble Swamiswamy. Regent Nicole Carroll made the nomination.
At this time, I would make a motion to recommend Dr. Stephen Leith as the next president of Iowa State University.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Leith was offered a three-year contract along with a $1 million life insurance policy. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for a new Kinsey grain cart, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
In our funeral announcements, 92-year-old Nedra Lacey, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Nedra Lacey will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 80-year-old Melton C. Jacobson of Oakland died on Monday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Funeral services for Melton C. Jacobson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville, Iowa. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 87-year-old Howard L. Merriman of Guthrie Center died on Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Howard L. Merriman will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. And 96-year-old Laura Schmitz of Wisconsin, and formerly from Harlan, died on Sunday. Massive Christian burial for Laura Schmitz will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And that's news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. Skyscan forecast is next on KJAN.